Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Hi, my name is Debbie Arthur, and I'm a dairy farmer from Paul's Valley. From producing the best milk possible to giving back, dairy farmers are committed to our communities. Each year, dairy farmers like myself help feed those in need, making sure they are provided with nutritious milk and dairy foods at their holiday meals. To learn more about dairy farmers' commitment to you and their communities, visit DairyMax.org.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Well, the cattle futures market today finished lower, 40 to 60 lower on a relatively quiet trading day for cattle, but 40 to 60 lower in the feeder cattle. April, which is now the front month at 145.57, down 37. Fats were down 60 to 80 cents on the first three contracts, with April down 85 at 125.67. We had cash trade this week from 125 to 126, which was disappointing and $2 to $3 lower than last week. Box beef was lower in choice and select. It was $1.43 lower on choice at $2.26.01 at midday. Select at $2.19.34, down 18 cents. The choice select spread is $6.67. Yesterday we had a hog and pig report, which was right in line with expectations. 102% across the board, all hogs, kept for breeding and kept for market, which is right in line with the estimate. So that was pretty unique how that lined up with what the estimates were. The CMEs continue to increase or uptick the margin requirements for hogs due to the fact that the standard deviation or the volatility is higher, so they're upping the margin requirements to that. And today we also had expanded limits. April hogs finished $1.80 lower at $77.07, May's down $3.45, and then June's over $4 at $4.15 lower, $87.65.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 4th through 6th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Admission and parking are free. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details and interactive show floor plan.
Ag futures were lower across the board here. We had corn down the biggest, down 16 to 17 cents. Beans were down about 5 cents. The wheats were down 5 to 9 cents. And then cotton today bounced up slightly. The December cotton was up 60 at 75.44. We had an acreage report today and ending stocks or quarterly stocks report, which kind of had some surprises. The biggest surprise with the corn acres were 92.79 million acres. That was roughly 1.5 million acres larger than the biggest guess or the average guess. Beans were 84.6 million acres, looking for 86, so that was smaller. And then wheat 47.4, and they're looking for 46.9. And then cotton acres were quite a bit lower than expected at 13.78 million acres, where the average trade estimate was 14.5 million. So tighter cotton there. Kind of a big surprise. So I would say cotton and corn were the two biggest surprises overall. And then quarterly stocks were larger for corn, wheat, and beans. But one thing we need to keep in mind with these acres is these were estimated before the flooding in the north. And so things could change. And the ratio of new crop corn to new crop beans is really kind of leaning toward the bean planted acres. So any wet and delayed planting in corn will likely switch to beans. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.